Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kinsey. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Kinsey. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Haas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey strikes out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Porter moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kinsey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Welch moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Welch moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Rule and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Welch scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Farrell moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Farrell scores. Morgan moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Phil Galavan now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Larry steals second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Muddy Rule. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Galavan bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Conlon moves to second. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopkins scores. Conlon scores. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Porter catches it and throws to home to double up Swanson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shay now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 4 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gallivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Morgan is walked intentionally. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Gallivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gallivan reaches second base with a double. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. the Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-5 in the game. Cecil bunts towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to third. Werber moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Soltis, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Red Kellett pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.